Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on.
Lighthouse, turn it on.
Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on. Lighthouse, turn it on.
With your host Tim Knight, with Tia D and Erica Chanel. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Well, we are back in the Night House. Welcome to Night House Radio with your host Tim Knight and
Tia D
and
Erica Chanel.
We in the his house. So, you know, it's always good that you guys join us. And, yes, we do have the new theme song.
I wanted to talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
This is my first time hearing it. And
okay.
It looks like you got a little trap queen a little bit.
Trap queen?
Yeah, this Night House Radio.
Yeah, trap king.
Oh, trap king. Oh,
yeah.
My bad. You are a man, right?
Yeah. I'm definitely here. Not enough to answer
no
trap queen.
No queen.
That's for sure. I tell you that much.
And if anybody out there, if you listen really hard, you can tell that is Mr. Tim Knight.
Yes.
Nighttime.
Yes. I'm actually, you know, about to do some new stuff. But, yeah, it's good. But we're all together, so this is cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Happy Tuesday. Hey, the number to call us, we want to talk to you. We appreciate the show. We had Saturday. We had a couple callers. It's 323-443-7453. Tell us one more time, Erica. What is the number to call?
It's 323-443-7453.
All them threes. So, we got a lot going on. And I guess it's important to kind of give people an understanding of what we do here in Night House Radio. So, our goal is to give you a refreshing mix of entertainment, politics, also some current events, okay? So, we also try to have some fun with it, okay? And it looks like we have a caller already. So that's cool. Well, let us get the show started first before you start calling. I'm joking. You can call back. But, we're talking about gun control, a very, very serious issue. And I guess for most people, I guess I'm considered a conspiracy theorist.
That's for
but
sure.
I consider myself a conspiracy factualist. And the thing is, well, this is serious because you got to think about it. At a certain point, you got to connect the dots that need to be connected. Let's take, for instance, this whole situation that's going on right now. Another murder, and how many people didn't kill?
There were 10 people total, including the shooter.
Okay.
And if you don't know what we're talking about the shooting that happened in Oregon at the community college.
Okay. So let's explore this for a second. How many times have we seen this scene play out where the shooter kills himself? How many times in the last
We've seen that
since
a lot
Taliban,
because the Virginia guy,
they mysteriously died, right?
The one who shot the newscaster and the cameraman, he shot himself.
Okay.
But today also in Philadelphia area news, a transgender woman was beaten and shot.
Well, that's real.
Tim's talking about these mass shootings and how conveniently the perpetrator winds
disappears.
He doesn't disappear.
But I thought we were talking about gun control. Well, I'm just saying.
We are talking about gun control. You're absolutely right in that fact, Erica. But Tim, being Tim, is talking about conspiracy theories in terms of these mass shootings and how it's a bigger agenda behind the whole gun control issue.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay, because he's always got these,
right.
Well, the false flag attacks. I mean, but see, the reason why this sounds crazy to most people is because you don't take the time to really study and look into it. You just, if it come on the news, it happened. I mean, that's what we got to really understand, because anytime somebody, if it's on the news, it's real. And that's causing a lot of issues, okay? Because I think there's some signs that if we really take the time and think about it, it's bigger than that. So, let's get to a few different things about this shooting in particular, okay? And this is just some stuff that I found. It's always mainstream media. It hits automatically, okay? Which may kind of make sense, I guess, because,
yes.
You know, you kill like 9-10 people, allegedly kill people, you're going to make the news. And then the backstory, gun control. Doesn't that always happen? After somebody gets shot like this, then it's gun control.
And then there's no control.
Right.
Well, what is control? Do you think that, I mean, let's think about this realistically. Do you think that if you ban guns from law-abiding citizens that are going to register, do all the steps to get a gun, is going out doing these shootings, do you think this is going to stop crime?
No, it's definitely
you
not
don't
going
know
to
until
stop
you
crime
try.
Because
you
most
try.
Of these guns, the guns that were just used in this Oregon shooting,
alleged.
Were these guns that were used in the alleged Oregon mass shooting at the community college were registered to the shooter's mother.
Mm-hmm.
So just because it was registered does not mean that someone will not commit a crime with or
correct,
without their
because that happened at the school in...
Don't we notice a pattern?
The,
how many of these situations has occurred where the gun was registered to somebody else?
Well, yeah, because what's that
like the 9th, this is the 10th shooting, the mass shooting. You really think
Sandy
people are really going to kill
Sandy Hook, yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't remember the name, and then Tim cut me off, and I wasn't able to, you know, try to think of it. But
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I know. But, listen, I kind of feel like people are doing this not to say, this sounds kind of, I don't know, crazy, but as if it's a fad. Let me go out and shoot somebody because I want people to know me because I'm nobody. It's like a corny kid in high school who ends up becoming a state trooper or a police officer because they want that power.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like this is what these people are doing because they don't have any power, and they feel like it's giving them power, and it's putting their name out there.
They're dead.
What's
in that man's name? I don't know that that can be true, because if you wanted to be have notoriety behind this, maybe you would stay alive long enough to get caught. Or, like they did with the guy who's allegedly killed those people in South Carolina, they took him to Burger King. When did that ever happen? You took him to Burger King? Did you see the slow speed? Did you see this? Did you see when they arrested him?
Yes, the slow walk
the
up.
The slow walk up. The man put his gun back
in the holster. Yes.
Now you know that's not even that's why they're toying with us. That's what I'm trying to say. They're showing you.
But that's also another issue in that whole Dylann Roof situation, where they walked up. Not only did they walk up, he did put his gun back in the holster, calmly walk up to him, went took him to Burger King. That's a whole other issue on racial stereotypes as well. I don't think they would have done the same thing with this. Is mulatto offensive? With this
yes,
mix.
It is offensive. Mixed race.
What?
Mixed race.
She took away that, so.
Well, the whole premise behind the show is to be politically incorrect.
Oh,
so that's totally fine.
Who is mixed race, sir?
The Oregon shooter.
Oh, he is mixed
race. He's a mixed race.
Like his nose.
And I was like,
he
looks
he's
like
created. Young. That's not no real person. Who knew him?
What you mean?
People
he's
did
created.
Know him.
Nobody knew him.
People, okay, they said that he used to be in an apartment complex, but he kept to himself, and he never said nothing.
A similar story a couple of years ago with the same type of scenario, but go ahead.
What was he? Because I didn't...
His father is Caucasian, I believe, and I believe his mother is black.
Okay.
I believe. I didn't do
a lot for a black woman to raise a man to do that.
Right.
But,
I'm not going to...
He had it his way. Okay. He had it his way. He wanted some... He was hungry, and he's like, I'm white.
No.
No, I'm talking about the Burger King incident. It's all the same story being played out in the news. Because if it comes on the news, it's real to most people who don't look no further. That's the bottom line. That's how I look at it. What else is going on in the world? We're going to delve back into that, but we have some other good stuff to talk about tonight, right?
But being black in America?
Being black in America, the Million Man March is coming up this Saturday, as a matter of fact, October 10th, and I just got my paperwork and all that stuff, but I have football games. Now, what am I going to do, people? As a black man who talks all this black stuff, am I going to forfeit the football game to go to D.C. in March?
What time are these football games?
Well, I have to be there from 6 a.m. to get on the bus in Philly, and then you come back at 7 p.m.
Okay. You do also realize you have a prior commitment at 7 p.m. on October 10th as
well. Oh, wow.
So
I knew she was going to bring that up. I was like,
that's neither here nor there.
Well,
but
well,
his mouth. I digress.
Well,
I digress.
This is true. However,
but supporting his fellow black man,
you know, which is bigger,
I am very important
in
that. My father is actually a founder of the Philadelphia Walk. They walk from Philadelphia to D.C. for the Million Man March.
Wow. That's
deep. A long walk.
It was a very long and...
Now, you know what I want to know?
How long you think?
Is there any men that walking for black men that's married to other races?
What are you talking
what?
About?
Wait, listen. No, what I'm
hold
saying
on.
Is, you're.
We have a caller.
We have a caller, I think. I don't know who lives in 111, but what's going on with you?
I wanted to sit there and just make a comment about the previous conversation you guys were talking about with the guy who recently shut up at the college. Did you guys talk about anything about mental health or anything? Whether or not there was any issues with that?
Well,
I don't know.
Believe he's...
I mean, I probably missed some things. I don't know. I'm just wondering.
No, we actually did not call her. What's your name?
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the Night House. We did not touch on mental issues, and I think that's something else that also is an issue that we're facing as well. But one of the things we're trying to figure out is, with all these mass shootings, is it a matter of the agenda of gun control? Is it an agenda of trying to bring additional awareness to mental health? That's what we're trying to figure out.
I ain't trying to figure it out. I know...
You know it all, don't you?
I definitely do, because I don't even. This is such a scenario that has played out over and over again in the media. I don't even believe it. But what's your take on it? Do you believe that number one, that if it comes on TV, it must be true?
Well, I kind of do. Yes.
Okay. And do you think that's good or bad?
I don't think everything that the TV reports is. You know, they don't have to make us aware of everything, but something like that, I think they should.
Well, I mean, if you consider who controls the media, Rupert Murdoch, he's just about to sell this Fox and all these other different organizations that he owns. Key thing is, when you control the media, you control the minds of the masses.
What's reported.
Because you want to be is truth when you own it. You know what I mean? So you got to do the origin and figure out who owns this and what is this man about. Okay,
yeah,
who's
well, I know recently, well, according to the reports or whatever, he was saying that he had some type of mental health issue that was not addressed.
He addressed it.
They all seem like they have mental health issues. When you look at them and you hear about their lives, they seem sad, trodden,
introverted.
Well, I think there's probably a lot of mental people that's going around every day without being helped.
You're absolutely
and
right,
because
Tracy.
You can't sit there, you can't even force them to get the help, you know. So, unfortunately, things like this happens. Because
you know
there's
what?
Always some type of person who's going to sit there and try to pacify that person because they don't believe that their sibling or child or whatever has a mental health issue.
Yeah, there's tons of enablers out there, people who sit back. They know something's wrong with people, and they continue to, you know, assist
right.
them. And think, or just the fact that he was able to get to the gun, knowing that he was crazy, and you knew he was crazy, but that's your child, so you said, okay,
right.
well, he'll be off.
Right,
and now he's
so that person probably was, I don't know, just couldn't believe it or trying to enable them. I don't know. They were trying to sit there and pacify them, obviously, some other kind of way, but it didn't work.
Right. Right.
There's so many different ways you can look at these shootings and the mental health and with gun control. We appreciate you calling in, Tracy. Keep listening to the Night House.
Well, so my time is up.
Oh, well, if you have more issues?
No, I'm just...
More things that you would like to discuss?
No, I'm just waiting for the other issues to come across.
Oh, okay.
Anything
all
else
right.
Y'all have issues with?
No, but Tracy, we appreciate it. Keep listening to Night House. I'm going to go back to my conspiracy theories very soon.
Okay, I'll call in for that.
All right, cool.
Take care,
thank
Tracy.
You. Now, but I do really want to address something real seriously, though.
I'm sorry. Can we go back to what I was saying before Tracy called in?
Sure, Erica.
You guys looked at me like I was crazy when I said, no, the Million Man March. We were talking about that. Yeah,
all right.
Sorry. I had to go back to that.
Okay.
Well, my point was, it's about black men supporting black men, and obviously they're black women. What I was saying was, do you think there's men who are marching who aren't actually, like, say they are with someone, like they're with a Caucasian or something like that, but then they're out here marching trying to say, I support the black people. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I feel like you can still support the black people and the blackness.
Okay.
And the Million Man March is more so about bringing those black men together in general, whether they're married to a Caucasian, Spanish, or whoever they're married to, but just black men supporting them.
Because
black
some people don't feel
that,
like, well, you're being a hypocrite.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Just
that's
leave
all
her home.
I'm asking your opinion.
Just leave her home. And front with everybody else.
In front, and you got there fronting.
No, don't do that. But no, it doesn't matter because, you know, back in the day, the white sympathizers was out there helping black folks marching because it's wrong is wrong, you know what I mean, and regardless. And if you find somebody that you love that happen to be white, so shall it be.
More
you
power
I mean?
To you.
Absolutely. We do have another caller, so let's get to 215. What's going on? Welcome to the Night House Radio.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What's going on, man? What's going on? What's your name?
This is Dalian.
All right.
Like, you don't know me? Like,
you
don't. Hi, Dalian.
Hey, Tia.
What's on your mind, sir? What do you weigh in on this situation? How do you feel about this? First
well,
of all,
actually,
you know what?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to ask you a direct question. Do you believe anything that comes on TV is true?
No, I don't believe it. I believe it's deeply saturated with different lies and everything, and it's just to feed the negative idea with everyone else. That's what I believe. I think it's a fake. Most of it is fake.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have anything to add in terms of these mass shootings and the opinion of what, if this is an agenda for gun control, is this an agenda for mental health issues? What is your opinion on that?
My opinion is I feel like gun control is just a scapegoat. Like, the real issue is amending the Second Amendment. That's the problem because right now, I'm going to read the Second Amendment because I was listening to you guys, and I wanted to make sure I read this correctly. The Second Amendment states, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Basically, it's saying that everyone has the right to own and have a gun, no matter where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. They're saying that this young man that I personally feel like that incident in Oregon is an isolated incident. Yes, he may have mental issues, but where did he get the gun from? You guys stated previously that he got the gun from his mother, and she could have been an elderly lady. But the problem is, why does she have a gun? You understand? And the Second Amendment is saying that she has the right to own a gun. I feel like owning a gun should be the same privilege as of having a license, because if you ever heard this term before, in order to drive is a privilege. It's not by law for you to drive.
And that's a good point. And that's the whole point of why I say every time these incidents, whether real or fake, immediately after you're going to hear the call for gun control. I recall that Hillary Clinton said today that if elected, she's going to put in an executive order to have gun control. Now, nobody really specifies what exactly they mean by gun control. Nobody came out and said, okay, well, this is what it really means. They just say gun control. It's a broad stroke of the pen right there. You know what I'm saying? And what that really is, it's attack on the Second Amendment, just as all from 9/11 that gave up a lot of rights that we used to have as far as privacy, and we did it in the sake of terror. We're so alarmed and all this other stuff, knowing 9/11 in itself was a sham. You know what I'm saying? That's my personal opinion, because if you watch, it's just too many things out there that I think we need to really start being cognizant of. But, man, I appreciate it. Any last anything you want to say to us? Any other statements?
Yeah,
point?
I kind of wanted you to go back into that 9/11. What do you mean it was a sham?
9/11.
Because I was...
All right.
Oh, Lord.
No, well, okay, well, let me just give you some basic thought process behind that. There was evidence that there were certain people who were told not to go into that building that day. That's just something basic level. But now we think about this building, and I think maybe a year or two before they had did some reinforced it with whatever kind of steel, whatever they did, they're just saying that the first reporter on the scene, he had mentioned that he heard an explosion come from the bottom. So an explosion. And what they were saying is that there was that fuel was not hot enough to drop that building. If you ever seen this movie Ocean's 11, the first one, when they took down the MGM Grand in the movie, and it imploded, meaning that it went inside. You know what I'm saying? It didn't go all the way. You know what I mean? It just didn't scatter everywhere. It went directly in the middle, sank in the center, and went down. That's exactly what happened on 9/11. The other thing you got to consider: how in the world did Building 7, which was blocks over, drop? It didn't get hit by a plane. But what was in Building 7? Enrons, papers, and documents. So that's the question. How in the world? Because no other building next to it wasn't like, you know, Building 7 was just by itself. That was, you know what I'm saying, hotels was next to it, whatever. But Building 7 fell by itself in the afternoon, it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, whoa, what happened with that?
Right.
So, I mean, that's a lot of stuff that we really have to take back and really think about. And that's all I'm calling for people to do is to think. But 9/11, there's actually a documentary on Netflix, YouTube, 9/11
well,
Truth.
I definitely do believe there is a conspiracy behind 9/11. Just by the way the building fell, the building fell as if it was a controlled demolition.
That's right.
Well, I know, Tim.
I know, but
let's bring it down.
Right.
Same thing with Building 7, World Trade Center 7, I think it is even called.
7, yeah.
It fell hours later, and there were all types of federal documents and all the things that were destroyed in that building that were under investigation, et cetera. So I definitely believe there was a conspiracy. I mean, I could believe that the planes were sent into the building as a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe there's ties. We have ties with people we don't need to have ties with. That's why no one likes us. No one likes the United States. Because we always have ties in our hands and things that we do not need to have our hands in. And we have so many other issues here in America that could be tended to before we start tending to other people's stuff.
Yeah.
But then it's just, so we can go on and on with that.
Exactly. Did you know that Bin Laden family was able to leave America, right, and when that situation happened? They let the Bin Laden family, they left after that. Now, you would have think they were flown out. Now, how in the world, if they thought it was Bin Laden, well, ain't nobody going nowhere. Listen, everybody sits tight. All right? And number one, at CIA, they trained Bin Laden. He was just a scapegoat. This lady who got killed, Benazir Bhutto, this lady, she was like running some country, whatever. She said that they killed Bin Laden well before, and she got killed herself. She was like, the same people that killed him was the same people that was trying to kill her, and sure enough, she ain't dead. So it's deep. You know what I'm saying? It's some deep stuff out here. And I think the problem is that we live in such a comfortable world in our minds. You know what I'm saying? We can't fathom, like, wow, is these people really plotting on us? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's deep. Now, what I said we was going to do tonight, And hey, man, you know what? Thank you for listening. And we're going to move on because we got some bored people sitting here.
Yes.
But it's all good.
All right.
I'm not bored. I'm just listening. I'm just taking it in.
Nah.
I mean, you know, it's always the social content. You got to get that
out
first before
that's
the
right.
entertainment.
That's right. Absolutely.
Can
right,
you
guys.
Entertain me? Can you entertain me? Thank you
anyway.
For calling in,
yes,
Darren.
Definitely.
We're going to when you guys get.
Sorry about that. But what we're also talking about, we're going to do a little fun. We're going to incorporate.
He's going to let him have some fun, folks.
Woo! Fun is good. Now, this is going to be the word challenge, okay? So we got to throw, this is the word for the night, rigmarole. You got to find a way to incorporate that into you, what you're talking about.
That's
okay?
easy.
That's easy.
That's really easy.
Rigmarole. All right. So that's the key word. That, all right. So now let's
what
talk.
What we're listening to is a bunch of rigmarole.
I don't know. See?
Tim's conspiracy theories.
I don't know. Well, we
rigmarole.
I don't know.
Like, remember, did you ever watch Pee Wee's Playhouse back in the day and they had the word of the day? Do you remember that?
You're just going over some rigmarole right now.
Right.
Let's tell you that.
But remember,
this is some rigmarole.
Wait, remember Lawrence Fishburne was the cowboy? You don't remember that?
I do remember that. And Pee Wee Herman is also
let's move on.
He's a pervert.
Predator.
Yeah, he's a pervert.
Well, he was.
He's a sexual
being. He was showing his goods to.
In the movie theater, right? At
yes.
the porno.
Listen, Mecca Lecca High.
Mecca High. No. Well, you didn't watch it.
Mecca Lecca High, make a shoddy hole. That's what he said. All right. That was my show. That's how I learned to make ice cream. Like, you take ice cream sandwich. No, excuse me. You took ice cream, you put it in cake, you make ice cream cake, mix it all together. It's good. I still eat it today like that.
What
it's
is
really
it? Wait.
You take ice cream, like, you got ice cream right now.
Right,
you take
it.
Cake, you just swish it
really?
Around, and it's
I
really good.
I've never done that.
That's
I
really
just
good.
Put the, you know, the cake and then the ice cream on top, and then I just kind
of.
Well, oh,
yeah, that was just a bunch
of
rigmarole.
Like
right?
yeah.
That was a whole bunch
yeah.
of rigmarole. There we go. Okay. Let's talk some, senseless BS minute. Let's have a senseless BS minute. What's going on in entertainment?
Wow.
Wow.
Is that your BS?
That was
is that your BS or your belief system?
That was.
Sounds like a bunch of rigmarole.
That's, you know, straight up, but we that's what this church we were at, we're not going to go into name. But he was, how did he set that up? Because that sounded like, you know, that was
we went to a church service, me and Tim, on Sunday, and
yes.
the preacher was, he was a good teacher.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
He's not real, you know, and the Lord said, he's not
yeah,
like that.
He's
very
good.
Much of a, very monotone, and he talked to you. And
right.
he mentioned, you, we got to stop with our BS. And everybody looked at each other like, and then he paused. We were thinking like, if he mean, you know, BS?
Mm-hmm.
No, he meant belief system.
And there was another part in there. Oh,
the daddy part.
Yeah,
the daddy
pause.
Part.
I'll let you
and
set
he,
that one up.
All right, so he was talking about making sure you pray like a child. People don't know how they should be praying. You shouldn't pray like an adult. Pray like you're a child. Just like you shouldn't call your father daddy. And he said, because, you know, some of us use that word daddy in the wrong context.
Okay,
and
so I have a story. So I visited a church one time, and there was a guest preacher there, this woman who I think is very well known in maybe like the
in
church.
Christendom.
Yes, in the Christian community.
Christendom.
But she kept referring to the pastor as her daddy. And she was preaching, and I need to talk to my daddy. And my daddy is going to tell. And
yeah.
I was in the pew, and I'm looking around like,
who
is anyone else? I don't want to mention
the
church.
Church.
Don't
right?
I don't
want
to mention
church?
The church. It was the local church.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
want to mention the church.
She's famous?
But she,
notable?
This is a big church, so if you guest speak at this church.
Okay.
There's a lot of big churches around here, so.
Okay.
And she kept saying, my daddy is going to tell
and
me. I'm looking at
people around. Have to be looking at each other.
No one was. Because
I would have grabbed your arm and I would have
squeezed
it real tight. Like,
is,
no, she's not doing that right now.
Anyone else? Like, I was kind of like clutching my invisible pearl. Like, is, she's got to
same daddy. Well, that's
so
just
was
a
sad. He there? Was he there?
He was sitting up there on in his throne.
Oh, okay.
While she was giving a speech.
Giving what?
I don't think it was the sermon, but she was just giving a talk to the congregation.
Okay.
And she kept referring to, and she happened to be of, a lot of churches around here are predominantly African-American churches.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a non-African-American.
White? Which one would be politically
she
incorrect? She's white.
Random, but it kind of speaks to what you're talking about, Tim. So there was a fire in L.A., and the reporter was outside, of course, getting stories from, you know, the witnesses there and the victims of the fire. This man came out and did an interview with a rack of ribs.
A rack of ribs?
And the entire interview, I will share it with you guys when we're offline. He stood there and said, I had to grab my children and my wife, and I grabbed my rack of ribs. And the whole time, he's sitting there with these rack of ribs, and she's like, oh, are you hurt or anything? And he's, he was like, I just got a little smoke in my lungs, but, you know, I already had smoke in my lungs.
I smoked some ribs.
Like, I shared it like this sets us back. So it's not, you know, even if we didn't have it in reality and TV shows, we're going to have it in media because they always got to interview the blackest,
you know, find us.
Toothless in Seattle.
But see, but so
just
that,
a
that's
bunch of
good, and that is some rigmarole. We have another caller. We see you in just 1 second. But I do, but we really do have to think about that. Like, because number one, the people that are designing these shows and are putting it out there. they are doing this with, on purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we really have to take hold because, like I said, our children are really watching this garbage. And now your little man going to be Twan.
Wait, I
man,
man
going
to
be, he going
to
be Twan. You know what I'm saying?
Twan,
wondering why.
20.
You know, and being extra.
Well, listen to this.
We got to think about that.
I have to read this to y'all.
Okay.
So this is a meme. Dudes always quick to call female hoes. Ever ask your mom why you and your siblings have different dads? I'll wait. I thought it was funny. You didn't think it was funny?
Yeah.
Where's
I mean, it's sad,
you know,
but it's not.
It's a bunch of rigmarole.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of rigmarole.
Y'all just be sitting there like.
I need like a cricket sound. Where's my, where is that cricket sound?
I can't stand y'all. Let's get back to the NRA.
That's so loud, yeah. We're all speakers. I'm just saying, that one lost me. I don't know.
Wait, Daddy, how did that lose you, though? It's the truth. It is the truth.
There's better ones.
You can't call women hoes when your mama got just kids by different dads. And y'all.
Well, my mama got, I only got one.
Well, that's why you ain't laugh, but that's
it. Oh, well. Well, let's discuss that. Are you a hoe? If you have
wait, I mean,
does that make you a hoe if
no,
you have more than one?
I mean, no, it depends.
No, it
depends on the
situation. Because you could be with somebody, it didn't work out. You had a child, then you moved on. You got with that person, you had a child, it didn't
work
out.
What's the cutoff point where you become a hoe? Where it's like, okay, listen, all right. Now you at this point, you're.
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna just
three.
Three. I'll say
three. Okay.
That's the cutoff.
That's the cutoff.
Okay.
Like, okay,
go to four.
Now you're pushing
that's
it.
You're pushing
now,
it. You're really pushing it.
You're tap dancing on that,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Tap dancing on that, donkeys.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, Carla, let's talk to you. 215 in a place to be. We're ready for some rigmarole. What's going on? Can't hear you. What's going on? Is that us? Let me see. Well.
This is fire, so I don't know what the problem
is. It's all good. It's okay. It's all good. Well, when you're on, get on.
When
in the meantime, just speak.
When you're on, just talk.
Just speak.
Yes.
It's all good. But so, in entertainment, what's going on, Miss Erica Chanel? Give us a briefing. Ooh, that's the chime. That's
chime
ready
for entertainment.
Let's go.
Okay. So, in entertainment news, looks like Rihanna is saying that Rachel Dolezal, remember her?
Just like any celebrity, they have diehard fans that
you know, live by the, die by the.
Under my umbrella.
Ella, Ella.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, that's it. That's
sorry,
all
okay. Well, I mean, she does have a huge following because they love her. People love Rihanna. Mm. And that's just what it is. And now she's got a new boyfriend, Travis Scott. I find him so unattractive. But, I mean, you know, if that's what she likes.
Why does he have those little children, those braids? I'm confused.
Those pickaninny braids, those, I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say that. you know, she likes it. You like it. I love it. I mean, he's no, well, Chris Beter, but he's still.
Speaking of Chris, his ex, Karuche.
She got a new boyfriend.
She's got a new boyfriend who.
His pants are so tight, though. Did you see that?
Skin tight. Yes, I did
see
that.
And his thighs are so thick because he plays soccer.
And he's a yeast infection in the making.
Yes. Like, he's tucking it back. Like,
yeah,
why you got
yeah.
those?
Let
why
your
you,
balls breathe.
Yes. It's like so sweaty and, ooh.
Yes.
Nasty
pants are
down
tight.
There.
He's
oh,
cute,
boy.
But his pants
he's
are
cute. Because I had to get a better
tight.
Look at him. I forgot what his name. He had a strange name.
Well,
right
he just got signed. She did better than Chris because he just got signed to a $40 million soccer contract. I didn't know they were making that much money.
I didn't know they were either in football.
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 I just wish he would. She gonna help him out with those pants though.
Well,
that's
you know that'll
problem.
Come with time.
All right. Well, that's enough of our entertainment section.
Of course. That's
that was a lot of fun.
Back to the real social
that's
media.
That's right.
Back
it's really
important.
And it's true. Because you think about it, anytime you have a platform where people are checking you out, you definitely want to actually give them something to take away from. Speaking of, like my book, for instance.
Here now, shameless plug.
No, seriously, timlight.com. But no, but seriously, I read this, though, that when you do have a platform, no matter what you're doing, you should put a little bit of yourself in it and be real. And just like I mentioned before, like I want to, you know, come back, do the show again. I wanted us to actually have something to say. Like before, I was trying to be way too politically correct. Who cares what people think? You say what you feel, and that's the whole point of what we're trying to do here at Night House Radio. Got two callers. I'm hopefully going to be able to get 215 on the air again, and then we have another one, a mysterious 111 caller.
Maybe try the second caller and see if we can.
Let me see if I can.
215, you have to call back in.
Yeah, call back in, 215. 111, let's hear it. What's going on?
Yes, I was calling back. Because I'm probably late, but you guys are talking about entertainment. I want to know, do you guys believe in a reality TV series? And if so, what do you think about that game show, reality TV show, with all those girls and him? And then his other show where he had him and his girl that he was with the kids on TV, and now he's dating again.
I only watched one episode of that show. That's all I could stomach because I thought it was a bunch of rigmarole.
I'm sorry. What does that word mean?
That's the trigger word for the night.
Oh, yeah. That's our trigger
okay,
word.
Okay, what does it mean?
Just
rigmarole.
BS.
It's
you know,
rigmarole.
Dumb.
What is rigmarole?
That's the
comic relief for the night. But as far as the games TV show, I have not seen it personally. I like one song he made. Other than that, I'm not checking for him. Tia, but have you seen the game?
No. What do you think about him dating all these other girls?
That's what they do. You know, it's a game.
Yeah.
Game, hey.
It is a game. Are you speaking about the shows like For the Love of Ray J and things like that, or like Flavor of Love?
Yes, pretty much. Yes, pretty much like that.
I'm not,
what do you think of reality TV shows like that?
I don't think much of them, and I don't watch them at all. I might give it a little show just to see the rigmarole. But it never holds my attention because it has no content and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my time is too short.
Too precious.
I can't do.
I've had to cut reality shows really. I had to kind of cut that out.
And just keep with the real stuff like Empire, Power. Like mind building.
No,
no,
SVU.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. And like the first 48 and the Walking Dead.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. are you guys ever going to touch on that research on the mental health in the United States?
No, not really. no. To be honest, no. Listen, everybody crazy. I'm half crazy.
Okay, so if another episode
everybody's
happens,
crazy, and if you don't admit
like
you crazy, you're wrong.
Right, that's true.
Everybody got a little psycho in them.
Yeah, but everyone doesn't just go shoot up people either.
Well,
that's right. There's uncontrolled crazy,
if it happens.
And there's control crazy. We got some control crazy.
Where's
going
the body
on.
Bags? I say give me body bags and hazmat teams. I want to see the cleanup crew. I want to see, because you know what? I mean, since we're talking about that, especially in South Carolina, I'm not going to go long, but I want to say this.
We got 14 minutes, so
it's good. The situation that happened in South Carolina, they had cut off a lot of the personnel that was supposed to come and clean up. There was no hazmat. There was no body being carried out. There was no scene of that. Also, the church is open Sunday. It happened Wednesday. The church is open on Sunday.
The church did not open
yes,
until the next week. Okay. We're not going to
look it up.
Your face
okay.
is serious.
Look it up.
Thanks for your comment.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
We got 215. I'm sorry. We lost you there. But in the meantime, we're going to define rigmarole.
Okay.
Since people want to know. She's going to do that.
Okay, so.
215, call back, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Rigmarole is a long, rambling story or a statement, tale, saga, spiel, whatever. Another definition of it is a lengthy and complicated procedure. You know, so.
One was good. One definition.
Yeah,
was good.
Okay. But you know what I wanted to go back to, and something me and Tia had discussed entertainment wise? Scott Disick. And that 18-year-old girl that he's running around with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I just feel, how do you feel about that?
Tim has died.
I don't care. Okay. I don't care what he says.
Yeah. I feel like as a man of a certain age, who is also a father of three children, there's no reason you should be running around with an 18-year-old. And that's what I got.
Unacceptable.
All right. Well, hey, 347, talk to us. You're on Nighthouse Radio. What's your name?
It's Dallion. I was on the 215 number. I don't know what's going on. I was listening the whole time, and then I'm calling back. I was
trying to know
what's going on.
We had some difficulties, but you were awfully resourceful, so that's what's up. get that stealth number. You're like, you cheating or she won't pick up? Oh, I'm going to make sure she won't pick up.
You're
going to have heaven on the drone and the call ID. It's God. You better pick that up. It's Jesus Christ.
I want to go back to that TV and the way we're being shaped on TV or the way the culture is going. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but it seems like all the shows nowadays are promoting gay activities on there. I don't know if you guys have been aware of that, but I'm just noticing that they're really trying to push the gay culture.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right, Valian. They are trying to push that. So what is your view on it, since you are bringing it up? How do you feel about that?
I mean, personally, as a straight man, I don't really want to see that. I respect the LGBT community. I respect that, you know, they have their right to do what they want. But I don't think it's acceptable that they have to put it on everything. It's almost seemed forced. You know, if you're gay, you're gay. It is what it is.
You have to put it on almost every scene.
It's crazy.
You talking about Empire, right?
Empire, Love and Hip Hop, Hollywood. They probably about to be on Power next season, for all we know.
That's a big part of
it.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah. But how do you feel about it? Lesbian sex? How do you feel about this two beautiful women? You know, they're about to have sex when it's men. The stereotype against that,
I don't really see those scenes. Like, you know, when they show women on women, you know, people tend to say, like, oh, it's a double standard. Like, guys want to see women on women. But to be honest, it's not being pushed. It's not being forced. Like, you know, if you see a guy, like, he likes another guy, whatever, and then let's say they kiss on the cheek. It is what it is, like, just keep it moving. But it's almost like forced where they got to show the sex scene, they got to show all that extraness, and then they talking about HIV and how if you take a pill, like, you know, I got a whole lot of information based on one episode of How to Get Away with Murder. And I was just like, what the fuck? Excuse my language, but it's just like,
that's right. WTF.
All right.
Say it how you
Where is that?
Tell me how you feel.
Well, first I missed that crickets button for Erica. Now I need that sensor button. But no, you straight up, that's real, though. Well, really, it's really just kind of to feminize the black man. We already wearing dresses. You know, every black man in Hollywood is putting the dress for the most part. It's like, you know, they are really shaping the youth, the mindset of our youth, man, from Tyler Perry and everybody else wearing dresses. And, you know what I mean? It's so big of an agenda that they're not even, this is blatant with it at this point. It was actually this book, and I cannot think of the name of this book that was written that talked about how they were going to just wear out this whole gay agenda to a point where people just stopped caring. And it's, I'm actually going to look that book up. But basically, this whole gay agenda was all planned out like everything else, to where people just like, you know what, who cares? Let them get married. Who cares? Let them be gay. Let them, you know. If I could be realer, but I won't. But, you know what I'm saying? And that's where we're living in a culture of lawlessness. We're coming to a point where anything goes, you do whatever you want to do. But the bottom line is, and I know I have my flaws and issues like everything else, but I believe God is the creator of all, and I think he has a design for the man-female dynamic because it produces life. You put two men together, ain't no life coming out of that. Same thing with women. And we're so far from any spiritual. You know what I'm saying? We're not spiritually based at all. We're all in our flesh. We're all about what gratifies us. So if it's something sexual, we want to do that. If we want to, whatever we want to do, we're just doing what we want to do. The same situation happened back in the day in Sodom and Gomorrah. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to go that far out of the Bible.
Right.
But I'm just going to keep it real.
I'm
going to
stop you right
You can
there.
Stop right there.
Cricket, cricket.
Ain't no cricket. That's real talk.
No. Okay, wait.
That's real talk. Straight up. Because we have spirit, and then we have this body. I mean, like, we can't really think that God is happy with all this crap that's going on.
There's no way we could possibly think about that. Now, back to what our original...
We can think about that.
Our original...
We have no problem. This is a bunch of rigmarole.
Moving on.
Well,
hey. You were about to start preaching.
No,
you
were.
I can see it in your face. Your face
you
was ready to go.
But all I'm saying is, Mr. Dylan, I'm with you on that.
Dallion.
Dallion. I don't want to say that. I'm thinking...
Oh, great. For that, I think I need an application. I need to come up on there because I see, like, Tim is getting tag teamed by the two ladies over there.
Yeah, man,
right.
You see? All the time.
I may have
all
to put
the
application
the
in there.
See, I'm just keeping it real. I mean, we do have to think about it because, you know what, in 10 years from now, what is life going to be like? Because nobody has no standard of morals or nothing no more. You can do whatever you want to do. We ain't even gonna be here. We're gonna be all
blown
up.
Great.
All right.
Great.
6 minutes left. 6 minutes. Now, what else
six
is going
minutes,
on?
So you fresh your own.
That's right. So now the other thing that's going on. What's up? Now a couple weeks ago I was definitely for Mr. Ben Carson. Have you guys been following up on him? Because we were supposed to get jumping at Donald Trump.
We haven't been following up on him or any of the presidential candidates. We all can agree that we dislike Donald Trump and his views, and we do not want him to be our president. But who will be our president, the world will never know until it's time to vote. Okay?
Well,
so let's move off of that.
How are you going to – wait a minute. That's what that concerns us.
Right, it does concern us, but we damn sure ain't going to do it in 6 minutes.
Well, we can talk about it. What else would you rather talk about except who's going to be running the leader of the free world? What's more important than that?
There's nothing. Tim?
I'm waiting.
I don't have anything that's more important than that. However, like I just said, we don't have time to really dig deep, to take a deep dive.
You're giving me a bunch of rigmarole right now.
To the political stature of this country.
You could,
we all know that if Donald Trump becomes president, we're leaving this country.
That's what we know. You're not going to
passport.
We're not,
you got a passport?
You got a passport?
Well, mine is. Where y'all going? Where they gonna let you black? They don't let no black people nowhere.
What you mean?
Let something pop off, they sending y'all back. You understand? Y'all won't even get through the airport. Come on.
Now,
y'all.
We're
going
to Africa. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
it.
Hey,
somewhere.
They may let you go to Africa.
You're going somewhere that ain't here.
Yeah,
they're going to be missing some good citizens.
I don't know.
Good upstanding. We can go to Mexico because he don't want
girl.
He don't want no Mexican.
I don't
know. Good thing. He don't want no Mexicans here anyway, so we might as well go down there with them.
Man,
right.
Y'all been
we just can't
killed,
drink the water.
Stabbed.
I know. Because remember on Sex and the City when Charlotte kept her mouth open and
yeah,
she was like, ah.
So,
pop
yeah,
it.
Let's see.
Pop.
Yeah, so.
Sorry.
We're rolling along.
Caller, do you have any topics, anything you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, because this is a free-for-all show today, apparently. Let's see if we can get...
All in good fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. You know what I really want to talk about? That picture I sent it to you the other day about the marketing guy. He took a picture of his coworker, of the coworker's son. And all the racist comments that follow after it.
So it's all about This Is Kaden. Do a hashtag of that on Facebook. So this white young man took a picture of his coworker's son. It was a little black boy took a picture of his son. And go down some. Took a picture of his son and all of the friends and posted it to Facebook, and all of the friends, his friends started making negative comments like, you too can feed
racial
children 32 cents a day.
That's a shame.
I'm going to actually look it up right now so you can see it. I'm surprised you guys didn't hear about it. The guy essentially got fired.
And one of the friends too.
Kaden. Is it my name?
His
is
name
Kaden?
Is Kaden. Yeah, his last name is Jace. J-A-C-E.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
this is the picture he took, and he posted it on Facebook. Someone wrote, I didn't know you were a slave owner. Another one wrote, help feed this poor child today. The other one said, but Masa, I don't do nothing. One says, takes picture with your donation of 32, whatever, you can help save a life.
So he got fired because
that's so terrible.
This somebody posted this on his page?
He posted the picture on his page.
Right.
And his friend
and
essentially all these racial comments. What did you say, caller?
If it wasn't for Black Twitter, he would have got away with it. And now he got fired, and a couple of his friends, they worked other jobs as well. They was terminated. And it seems like most of the people that commented that got screenshot, they all deleted their Facebook or they deactivated their Facebook because of the numerous threats they're receiving because of that picture in the comments that they posted on it.
Wow. Did they take the black child out of that house?
No, it was the mother.
Right.
The mother works with that guy.
Oh, wow. Well, hey, you know what, caller? We are running out of time. We thank you for chatting with us tonight in the Night House. We're going to say our last goodbyes here. This weekend, Million Man March, if you can be there, Washington, D.C., do it. I'm going to see myself. I can get out there. Go to timknight.com. It's a lot of good material there. Not only just my book, some music, Night House. radio.blogspot. That's where you can read about everything that we're doing here on the show.
And don't forget to actually go to www.timknight.com so that way you can advertise with us as well. Just click on the
five bucks,
30 seconds. Let us know because we definitely want to put your business out there for you.
Yes, indeedy.
And we appreciate everyone calling in, our callers tonight, and you taking your time out to listen to the Night House.
That is it for us. And let's play that theme song one last time.
Welcome to Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on. Lighthouse, turn it on. Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on. Lighthouse, turn it on.
With your host, Tim Knight, with Tia D and Erica Chanel. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.